What a late show from the Spyrites.
Absolutely brilliant. Smash and grab, definitely. We're sort of a... The game itself was a little bit, like, sort of drab to begin with. It was very midfield, but in a way, we just needed that sort of grind out that 1-0 win. Just absolutely fantastic. Just to round off, obviously, us getting here, and, you know, it's a long way to come and that, so... Yeah, loved it. Absolutely loved it today.
It's becoming brilliant to watch the Spyrites on the road. There's been some great performances and some great results, and today's no different. What was it that eventually swung it in your favour, do you think?
I think just sheer grit and determination. I think Southend were attacking, but we defended massively well. You know, we just did loads and loads of defending. And, you know, honestly, I was thinking it was going to be a 1-1, but I think midfield won it today. And then just that taking the chance with Novak right at the death, 89th minute, bang, you know, done. Let's take that and go. So, brilliant.
Yeah, looking at the team when it was named, I said to Paul Fisher, it's probably not got the flair that a Chesterfield side perhaps could have. But then again, there were plenty of options on the bench. Do you think Danny Wilson set up for that solidity to be hard to beat this afternoon, and anything else was a bonus?
I'll be honest with you. I've been a bit criticising Ebanks Blake lately, but I wondered why he didn't sort of at least put him on as a sub. But was there any reason? Was he like picked up a bit of an injury or anything? Or
you know, I'm not 100% sure. Paul Fisher's gone down to speak to Danny Wilson. I dare say he may ask that question. I mean, I can always find
not,
out at not the press
that
conference
I'm
next up
about it. We've won, so it don't matter, does it? But I just thought, was there a tactical reason why he's rested Ebanks Blake, you know, considering he has scored goals recently. And I thought, to begin with, I thought, oh dear, there must be something wrong here. So, I'm just wondering what that was, really.
Well, I definitely asked the question on Thursday when I speak to Danny Wilson next. But as far as today's game goes, results elsewhere mean now that you've opened up a six-point gap on the rest of the relegation strugglers. How significant is today's 3 points?
Massively. We need every point we can get. You know, we're undefeated now in 5, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Massive. Brilliant. It's what we needed. Definitely. You know, Danny Wilson says, it's about time we won a scrappy 1-0 win. You know, and it'd be boring as hell. You know, if we win 1-0, who cares? You know, we're going to... That's what we want. And done. Job done. Fantastic.
Staying up, Dale?
If we can do that for the rest of the season, 1-0, I'll take it. No problem.
You staying up this season then? No problem? No,
definitely.
No bother.
I think with the way that we're grinding out results like that, definitely, I think we're staying up.
Okay, thanks for your call. Safe journey home. That's Dale, who's a happy Spyrites fan, who delighted at how his side grinded it out today. Let me know what you made of it, Spyrites fans. 01246 261 107 is the number to call. We've got...
I'm going to jump on my shoulders.